the sea is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Lieutenant David Haynes is in the studio, as he is every Friday at this time. I'm Lisa Dent, in for Bob Surratt. And when I listened to you on with Bob, I thought maybe you were retired. I thought,
No. He's
not really a beat cop. He's not really still a cop. And then Joe told me, well, yeah, he is. He goes to work all the time.
Yeah, usually I come here straight from work, because I work nights. But today's my day off, or last night was my day off.
So, Lieutenant Haynes has the Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, and I was looking at stuff that's going to be included in his next book. You're the only person I've ever seen that has a book that you can tear the pages up.
Well, yeah, you know those coupons, if you buy it, they don't work anymore, but yeah, we put coupons in the back of that book because we figured then everybody would get their money back in some way, so it worked out pretty good.
So, you had Korean barbecue this week?
I did. And I don't know if you listen. I a lot of times I mention the Eater Chicago maps, which I really love. They make these maps of different things all over the city, probably one a week. And a few weeks ago, I saw one for Korean corn dogs, and I had never heard of Korean corn dogs before. So I was like, I got to go try that. And so I went down to Chinatown, and there's a Korean barbecue and street food place called Daibek. And it's, they have Korean barbecue and street food. It's at 2017 South Wells, Beat 914, which I generally like.
Yeah, I pointed that out. I said on here, it says Beat, you really, locate these restaurants based on what the Beat location is for the Chicago Police Department.
Right. Yeah. When we do the reviews, when I put the book together, it shows what area it's in. The police department's divided up into now 22 districts, 5 areas. And so each, and then each one has about between 9 and 12 beats, each district. So we arrange it so that it's by area, then district, then beat. So,
and if you're a beat cop, you know those restaurants, right? Because you're walking past and walking in, talking to people all the time.
Right. Yeah. You. You're spending time in there, and you only get a half an hour for lunch, and you don't want to spend a lot of money. So that's the way we look at it. Is places that are inexpensive, that you can get in and out fast. They're in the neighborhoods. We're not going to Alinea or anything like that. My wife wouldn't let me spend that much money. And so we try these different restaurants out, and I ask police officers where they go, and they usually give me a lot of good places in their districts.
What is a Korean corn dog?
A Korean corn dog, which is only called hot dogs in Korea, is it looks like corn dogs here, but it's not made with actual corn. It's made with panko, and they fry them up, and they put they can use hot dogs or different sausages, and they can put mozzarella inside underneath the batter, so it melts. They're really good. They're actually now that I've tried them, like them better than regular corn dogs, because unless you go places where they actually make the corn dog fresh, they're all these
frozen.
Yeah, they're frozen. They're not. And these are fresh made, and they're a little bit sweeter than regular corn dogs, and a little bit crunchier than regular corn dogs. But they're I thought they were great. I had a couple of them while I was there, and Daibek Barbecue, Korean barbecue, is obviously a place made kind of for the younger crowd. There was a big giant screen TV with K-pop playing on it, videos, which my daughter used to love when she was little. And the chairs are like stools with these. You probably are old enough to remember we used to get those big spools for coffee tables in your old apartment.
Yeah, we had one in the backyard. It was our picnic table.
Yeah, they look like those tables. They look like that. And so I tried the Korean corn dogs. They also have bibimbap, which I tried at another Korean place too, and I love this. It's basically it's funny. My wife made it for dinner last night. It's actually a warm rice with different vegetables and meats on top of it, and it's very good. It's like almost not quite a stew, but better than fried rice, I thought. And they also have kimchi pancakes, which is a big street food. When I was in Korea, we used to get kimchi pancakes all the time, and they're like these sweet pancakes with kimchi on them, which is fermented cabbage.
I'm glad you didn't bring those in this morning.
No. Yeah, no, I brought some, well, we'll talk about that in the next segment. But, yeah, so it was, it's down in Chinatown. It's right near the Chinatown station in the Chinatown Mall. And it's right before you get to the main drag of Chinatown. It's a great place to walk around. It's going to be a nice weekend this weekend. So Chinatown's always a fun place to go. And I haven't been down there in a while, so it was really nice to go back down. I used to work near there, so I would go there to Chinatown a lot. But, yeah, so it's a great place to walk around and try different things.
I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt. And finally, I get to meet Lieutenant David Haynes. And the first thing I asked him is, are you really a cop? Like, are you retired? Or no, he's a beat cop. Hanging around town with his dad as a kid growing up, you went to a lot of restaurants and that just continued while you're on the beat. And I love that you find hole in the wall mom and pop restaurants that never get print. You know, nobody really knows about them. And you seem to lean, I hear you lean a lot towards Asian type food. Is that something you love or what?
Well, no, I mean, I'm doing Asian this week, but, it's just every once in a while you get tired of the same kind of thing and you want to try something new. And so last week we did a kale place that somebody suggested to Dave and you know, a vegan, you know, good healthy food. And this time I just happened to be interested in Korean hot dogs. But
yeah.
So I try everything. I have a very eclectic taste.
And kale or Korean hot dog, what would you go for first?
Korean hot dog.
Yeah, I'm guessing. And I know Dave would go for the kale. So what's this second restaurant that you visited?
Well, this is the Chai Kwan Bakery and Dim Sum at 2253 South Wentworth. And this is right in the middle of the Chinatown main drag, I guess, where the kind of a touristy shops and the nice Chinese restaurants, and it's where they have the parade every year, the Chinese New Year parade, and you can walk there from Daibek Korean Barbecue. It was just a couple blocks away, and so I walked down there and dim sum, by the way, is a range of dishes. They're small little like tea shop,
they live like a little, they live like a bowl, and they go, you want that? And if you don't want it, they put the bowl back over, and then you want that? No. And about the time they lift the bowl and there's like chicken's feet under there, I'm like, no, next, please give me a dumpling.
They do have dumplings. They have very good dumplings there. But yeah, it's for like when you have tea houses. So this place has a very good coffee and tea. They have a lot of different types of tea. And then you can also buy nice little bakery items. Like I had a lemon cake roll that I brought home, which was amazingly fluffy. And it's rolled up cake with the lemon frosting in it. Not very much frosting. It's mostly cake, but it's very fluffy and spongy. And it tasted really good, very light. And so it's not, you know, not this big, heavy dessert. It's just a light little cake. And it was great. The kids loved it. And they also make buns with various meat in them, steamed buns that are that you can have. It's almost like a sandwich or a pocket or something like that. It was very good. I brought in the almond cookies, which are really not made. I don't know if they're made at the bakery or if they just sell them, but these are the ubiquitous almond cookies that every time I go to Chinatown, I have to buy because I love them. And so I brought some in for you guys today.
I got to tell you, Chinatown, there is a restaurant there that saved me. I signed up for my kid's class when he was like in fourth grade. They were learning Szechuan cooking or something. I don't know. And so I said, well, yeah, I'll make the fortune cookies. So all the kids, you know, wrote a little fortune down. It is near impossible for a person who's never made fortune cookies to try and make fortune cookies.
You know, it's amazing. You can see YouTube videos.
You can look at YouTube videos all you want, David.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, watching these people do it. If you look up YouTube videos of people that are good at their jobs, almost always they come up with the people that make fortune cookies and other Asian dishes. And you see these people slicing this stuff and twisting it, and it's amazing how they do it. I could, my fingers don't work that way. I don't know.
I called a place that makes cookies in Chinatown, and she charged me 20 cents per cookie. She put the kids, you know, little fortunes in there. She sealed them, and I went to school looking like a hero.
Really?
I was like, look at that. I did all that for like $22. And
I have to find that place. I'll do that for the people at work, except I'll put really bad fortunes in.
Yeah, that's fun. Tell me about the Wiener Circle. Is it back or what?
Well, it's almost back. The Wiener Circle has undergone a huge remodel, which if you've ever been there, it really needed. It's a great, the Wiener Circle, for those of you who know, it's at Clark and like 2700 on Clark, and they are known for their attitude. But for police officers in the area, one of the things they're known for is the fact that they're open really late, so you get a lot of people who have had a couple of drinks, and they have this driveway that used to be right next to the building that was impossible to drive through if you're sober, let alone if you had a couple of beers, and constantly people are running into the building. But they're opening soon. They had a pop-up for Halloween, like the Simpsons and Duff Beer, and they're waiting until they open, until they have enough staff. So if you have a really bad attitude and a foul mouth, you should head over to Wiener Circle, apply for a job. It's the only place you're going to get to abuse people and get paid for it. So.
And do they do that to cops who walk in, too? Do you
they
get the
do
same
it
treatment?
To everybody.
Oh, that's awesome.
They do it to everybody.
It's so fun.
And it's all good fun, but they do it to everybody, great hot dogs. Great fries. They have great fries over there, sir.
Lieutenant David Haynes, the Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, thanks so much. Thanks for bringing cookies today. Oh, and if people want to make a suggestion for a restaurant, where do they go?
BeatCop'sGuide@gmail.com to let me know where your favorite place is. We've had a lot of listener suggestions.
Hey, let's be careful out here.